Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1500. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doif Bemer Bar and Zisel. The Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe and the Refuish Lemamirim Rezel Bas Dina. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, before we go further, I just want to say with Shvach Vahidah and thanks, unbelievable thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we were zeicha to get to a tremendous, tremendous plateau, 1,500 shiurim in Hilchas Shabbos. Wow, it's a tremendous plateau, and it all started after the Siyum HaShas. We've spoken about in the past, roughly over 5 years ago at this point, and Baruch Hashem, we were zeicha to such a beautiful, wonderful thing. How many people listen, Baruch Hashem, how many halachas are going out, 1,500 shiurim. We also have at this point close to a thousand shiurim in brachas, so it's close to almost 2,500, but just in Shabbos alone, 1,500 shiurim. The wonderful thanks that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I also want to thank all the people that are involved. We're not going to start naming them out right now, but everybody know the people that are involved, whether it's those who helped us get started, whether it's those who helped us continue along, and all the wonderful people who are helping us as we go through and putting out the shiurim and helping us with the shilas and so on. The 1,500 shiurim from the beginning, Baruch Hashem. Hashem should give us koychos and energy, all of us together, whether it's making the shiurim, listening to shiurim, Gesunte Heit for many, many years together and learning Hashem's Torah. Okay, so now getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. So an interesting thing brings down the Dirshu, which again, we sort of like in the beginning of these halachas, in Ois number 3, brings down the Dirshu, now a Simon Shin Zion. He brings down that we spoke about Mimsei Chefsecha, when we talk about the Isra of Mimsei Chefsecha, right, which was a little bit different. It's very similar to, really, to Vadabadavar talking, but it's a little bit different. Again, in both instances, we're not actually doing something. Although in Mimsei Chefsecha, sometimes it could be something that's very similar to do something. Okay, we don't want to make it too hard. But right now, so he says, so Mikol Mokam, he brings down his Mutal Adat, Chefsei Shemayim. When it came to Mimsei Chefsecha, right, so then if Chefsei Shemayim, it comes to a mitzvah, it was actually okay. But when it comes to Vedaba Dovah, be it as it may, we're going to see that there's certain instances that even when it comes to a mitzvah, that not to say it, even though it's Chefsei Shemayim. So he just brings this from the Mishabura, which we're going to see, Shemutel Lachshay V'almash Yitzarech L'Sudas Mitzvah, right? You're allowed to think about, for example, what a person needs. Let's say I'm making a Sudas Mitzvah, I'm making a Sheva Brachas, I'm making a Siyam, I'm making whatever, after Shabbos. I'm allowed to think about these type of things, right? Shemutel Lachshay V'almash Yitzarech L'Sudas Mitzvah V'loi Hizkir, but not to mention, not to start mentioning what I'm getting. I'm going to need 10 of this or 15 of that, whatever. Sheyesh Lachman Shloi Lachshev Cheshboinos She'enim L'Tzarech Hayom. One should not be making on Shabbos Cheshboinos, various different calculations, if they do not need it for today, for Shabbos. Okay, so it's a little bit of a longer subject, but just to start it a little bit, we might not continue with this and go into something else, all in Vedabedover, and then come back to this, but I just want to bring it out there as something which comes up, I think, a lot. Also, Lachshev, the in Simen Shin Zayin, so it's actually Sif Vav, skipping a little bit, in Shin Zayin, he says, also Lachshev Cheshboinus, the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch says, also Lachshev Cheshboinus, afilu im avru. You can't stop making Cheshboinus even if they already passed. In other words, whatever took place this past week, I'm cheshbon this, 25, 35 this, or I paid the person that amount, or business was like this, like, you're not supposed to do what? Kagoin kach v'kach, he says. I'd say, see, I'll double play you. Whatever, I paid $35 here, or I bought 15 of that, whatever. Okay, so what is that? Are there guidelines to this halacha? Okay, interesting point. Vadafka, so says the Mechaber further, Vadafka Shadayin Schar Apayalim. So it's only there, Vadafka Shadayin Schar Apayalim, it's only over there where, in other words, let's say I still owe the guy some money, right? I gave him $50 and I still owe him $25, right? So it's sort of like a cheshbon that's coming up. It's not a cheshbon that was, but it's a cheshbon that's coming up. I paid the guy $50, I still owe him $25, I owe him a total of $75, so that's a cheshbon that I'm oisik in paying, right? Oh, aval im param kavar, but he says interesting point as a mechaber, which we have to explain upcoming shiurim how that works. Aval im param kavar, but if you already finish, right? It's just whatever. It's let's say I say, you know, I paid my one of my workers $50. Well, that's it. It's not part of the what I owe him. I paid him 50. I owe him 25. I'm gonna have to give him whatever. That's not the case. I'm just stum, like we'd say, it's like a davar mabakach, like a diba mabakach, which we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah how that works. Just stum, I paid a guy $150 last week. Whatever. It has nothing to do with what I'm gonna owe him. It's done. It's already. It's finished. Avol im perom kevar is mutter. Such a type of speech is mutter. Even though you might say, well, it might not be in the spirit of Shabbos. Okay, that's not, we've spoken about that, that there's something called the spirit of Shabbos, which is not a nice thing to talk about. But to say something is aser, that's a different ballgame. That's a different ballgame. Again, we have to know what's the spirit of Shabbos, what's Amidas Chasidus, if you want to call it, in this Isser of Adaba Dover, right, that we've been talking about. There's something that's Amidas Chasidus, there's something that's a good thing to do, and there's something even at a level of Bechlal, not talking less, Divrei Kedusha, Amidas Chasidus of a very high level. And then there's something which sometimes a person likes to schmooze, like we spoke about. And then there are Isurim. Okay, so we'll stop with that for now. But it's a very interesting concept that he brings down, that if the cheshbonos that I'm making are something that's for upcoming, right? I paid him $35. I owe him another $35, whatever, something like that. But that's already a problem. But if it's just this past week I bought 50 boxes of this, whatever. Yeah, it's not. I bought 50 boxes of tissues. Whatever. There's nothing. Has no connection to what's going to be. So such a thing, you know, halacha lemaisa, letter of the law, if you want to call it, we're going to see would be okay. But we're going to see how those halachas work. Upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Aslocham bracha kol tuv.